Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Let's cut the intro short. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Miracle Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, July the 12th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a barn burner for you today. Today, we want to talk about your duty, your obligation. This is your service. This is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. Is to be you, dare to be you. You have to be original or you're going to die a copy. Now, anybody can say that, but very few people can explain that didactically. So we need to do some didactic discourse today. Today, my anointed brother, today, my educated sister, we need to didactically break down your duty, your requirement of what you are. What is your reasonable service? I almost say it's an obligation. Not an obligation, it's reasonable. Service. Remember the word service? We talked about it during the Blood God series last night. It means diakonia, or didakilos, diakonia. Diakonios, which has to do with service and ministry. So it is your duty to express, expose, and expand your service and your ministry. That's your job. Unfortunately, many of us are not on the job. Or many of us are doing the wrong job. Now, I'm going to blow some cookies today because the word you means yoked, it means optimistic, and it means unapologetic. That's you. If you're not doing that, you're being fake, you're being phony, Brother Will. You need to step up to the plate, homie, or take your ass home. But let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, that we break down the three elements that make you you. So you got to be you, baby. You got to do you. See, we learn how to be and do other people before we learn how to be and do ourselves. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. We all grew up in an environment, it's our culture, to actually go through life being fake, being phony. But see, we don't know. We don't know that we're being fake. At least I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought everybody wore a mask. I thought we were supposed to do what the person wanted to do. So if I was with somebody and I know that they don't like people who walk in front of them, I walk behind them. If I was with somebody that I know they don't like people who curse, even though I like to curse, I'm not going to curse. So I'm a chameleon. All my life I've been a chameleon. If I hang out with thugs, shoot, I'm a thug. If I hang out with good Cretans, I'm the best Cretan on the planet. You can't tell me that I'm not a Cretan. You can't even tell me the difference from no good Cretan. I fit right, I blend in. Hell, I can go hang out with freaking KKK members And I'll be the best KKK member planned net. I'm a freaking chameleon. But you see, in order to be a chameleon, you cannot have identity. See, a chameleon is somebody that is a OP, an organic portal. Now, there are real ones and there are learned ones. See, I learned how to be a organic portal. Some people are born with the inability to be themselves because there is no self. Some people are born with no self. They don't have a soul. They are called soulless entities. So all my life, I've been a soulless entity. All my life, I had no mind, no will, no emotion, no imagination, and no intellect. Because I thought that's what we're supposed to do. Because when I was little and I had a soul, I was born with one. I was born with a mind, and I used it and say, Negro, sit your ass down and sit in that corner. If we want something out of you, we'll beat it out of you. So I learned, turn off my brain. Then I had a will. I had a strong will. In fact, my will was pretty strong when I was a kid. I remember I got a lot of ass whoopings because I had a strong will. I was a strong-willed child. Then I learned, turn that off too. You get punched in the mouth. So like I don't like that. I like my teeth. So I'm not no more will. Then I had emotions, and I realized that adults don't like emotional kids. And it's crazy. I understand that my kids, I raised them. You cannot display some emotion around me. I try to cave your chest in. I tell my son, go do the dishes. Let him get up and blow. Oof, man. Oh, man. Brick, shoe, bottle, anything I could grab. That's how I raised my kids. So my kids learned, hey, when dad's around, zoop. So now my kids are adults. Guess what? I just talked to my son, and he has no emotion. Zero. Kendrick, are you there, dude? Now I want him to have some emotions, and he ain't got none. Because I told him to turn them off when he was six. Now he needs emotions to be involved in relationships, and he ain't got no damn emotions. So he's one of the handsomest kids. He's one of the nice dude could be a model. You go to Facebook, look at him. And the dude can't get a girlfriend. Why? Women want dudes that can talk, that got emotion, that got feelings, that show that you care. He don't know how to do none of that. Why? My stupid ass turned it off. I don't teach, as I tell you guys all the time, theory. A lot of people read what I teach. They go to books and they read it. That's why I have dunamis power. That's why I walk through devils every day. I see fake phony because I was it. I didn't read it. See, but my kids, they can't learn from me. So they got to learn it from somebody else. Because I taught them not to learn from me. I taught them to be scared of me, not to respect me, not to love me. My kids don't love me. I mean, they do. Don't get it twisted. I understand. That's not what I'm saying. Let me rephrase that. All kids love their parents, even if them suckers don't even know they love their parents. They do. It's built in. So that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I made a mistake in judgment because my father made a mistake, and his father made a mistake, and his father made a mistake. And so somebody got to stop making these damn mistakes. So now I teach people didactically to stop making mistakes. Because you could be born with a soul, but then you could lose your soul. You could sell your soul. You could give your soul away. You could sell your birthright for a bowl of soup. And then it's hard to get back. It is your duty, brother. It is your reasonable service, sister, to express, expose, and expand you. But you don't know who you are because you're not yoked, you're not optimistic, and you're not unapologetic. See, I was the kind of guy that was totally detached from everybody. Nobody could get in. I'm still working on it, in fact. I don't really have no, like, friends' friends. I wonder why. Like, I'm a lone wolf. Like, I pretty much do everything on the DL. Like, nobody, like, really. I mean, my own wife don't really know me. Because I didn't open the door and really let her in. My brothers, they don't really know me. My sister Linda is probably the only person that really knows me. Because she's been the only person that I've been really transparent with. And it's interesting because my brother, whom I don't know, and my oldest sister, she's older than my youngest sister, them two, they know each other. And it's interesting because I'm really, really close to my youngest sister, and my oldest brother is really, really close to the middle sister. And I think maybe God designed it like that way, so that way we both had somebody that we could confide in. So Glenn has Brenda, and I have my sister Linda. So we're really, really close. That's probably the only person on the planet that really, 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 really knows me. But why is that, brother? Why is that, sister? Because I've been fake. I haven't been authentic. I haven't been real. I haven't been what I talked about yesterday. I had no honor. I had no integrity. I was a chameleon. I was a jack of all trades and a master of none. And you may be that. And the reason that you're that, because you don't have no self-love. You don't see no worth and no value. So I'm here today to destroy some devils and some demons and break some yokes in the name that is above every name. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people, and I bind every spirit and every ruling disposition that is contrary to the shareable and expandable love of Christ, the Christos. So, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what is going on, because there is an archetype. Arch means original. Type means pattern. There is a viceroy. A viceroy is the legion. It is the demon that's placed over your ley line. The place that you was born, that viceroy determines your blood type. He controls your blood type. Let me rephrase that. He oversees it. It's a planetary viceroy and a planetary retrograde, and it is an archon. And I'm breaking that down in the Blood God series later on tonight and for the rest of the series. Now, what does that mean for you and me? That prevents you from being spirit. See, the real you is spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. If you ain't got no soul, then that means the spirit has no way to control the body. So therefore, the archon has total control of your body, because you are a soulless entity. You got a body, but there is no soul and there is no spirit in it. Therefore, you are what they call a walk-in in the occult community. They look for those, especially if you are O negative blood. They can use O positive, but they like O negative better. Because the O negative, that means you're negative of Zeus. That means you don't have an over negative means that you ain't been contaminated by the Nephilim. So therefore, they like you better. So O negative people are usually good candidates for what I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding today. Why? Because you're walking. You are a fit extension. So you have to dare to be you. Now that's tough. It is very tough, my brothers, very tough, my sisters, to be authentic. Now, what does that mean? To be authentic, you got to know your spirit. You got to be in contact. You got to be connected with the big G. Now, to be connected with the big G, that means that your spirit man has to be alive. That means that the neocortex of your brain has to override the paleocortex, and they make the reptilian cortex submit. That's the way to be authentic, because now the triune man is activated. That means that you're no longer an individual. That means that you are yoked. Number one, it is your duty to express, expose, and expand you. To be you, number one, you must be yoked. Not to somebody else. Everybody thinks this has to do with, no, no, no. It's just you, brother. It's just you, sister. Otherwise, you're going to be a soulless entity. You're going to be an organic portal. You're going to be a fit extension. You're going to be a walk-in. You're going to be a chameleon like me. And what happens to chameleons is, see, I acted, I had so many roles, and I got so many Oscars, and I got so many, supporting actor roles and a combination that I forgot, like, okay, who am I really? See, I've been playing, I played so many characters in my lifetime. I played so many characters that I forgot who I was. So when I wanted to retire from being from acting, and I wanted to be real, I was like, "Who am I? Oh, shizness! I don't even know." So when somebody was asking me, "Okay, who are you? Like really? Like if I was to ask you, who are you? You would tell me what you do. If I ask you, who are you? You would say." Well, I'm the CEO of Blankety Bank Incorporated, and you would say with a lot of now, if you're a janitor, you say, well, you know, I'm a you kind of beat around the bush. You come up with something clever. You say, well, I'm a sanitation engineer over at ABC Elementary School, brother. No, I didn't ask what you do. I asked, who are you? I'm married to no. I didn't ask about your spouse. I ask, who are you? Well, I got three kids, and I got especially women. Women will tell you who they married to, and they'll tell you how many kids they got. No, boo-boo, I didn't ask about your cheerings. I know you got some cheerings. They probably run your ass ragged, but I'm not asking about the cheerings, as my grandmother would say. I'm asking about you. Who are you? See, most people can't answer that question. Can you? Who are you? Like you. Take away what you do. Take away your family. Take away your friends. Take away your children. Take away your five senses. Who are you? So you got to dare to be you, but first of all, you got to be yoked to you. In order to express, expose, and expand you, see, to fall in love with you, see, many people are getting whooped. They're getting smoked. They're getting spanked because they're not even home. How are you going to fight a battle? You ain't even there. You don't even know who you are. So you got to find out who you are, you got to go to the creator. See, if you don't want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, ask the creator of the thing. So if I want to know anything about a Mercedes Benz, I'm not going to go ask a Chevy dealer. I am not going to go and get a Chevy. I drive a Chevy. So I'm not going to take out my Chevy model owner's manual if I'm driving a Ford or a Mercedes or a Lexus. So if I got the owner's manual for a Chevy, but I'm driving a Ford, that owner's manual is not going to do me no good. It's a good one, well written, brother Will. So I got the owner's manual for short black man from Fellowship, Texas. And I think that's me. Because that's what everybody told me. Hey, short black man. So I'm a short black man in America. They said I was from Africa. I talked to white folks. They call me the N-word. They call me a spirit chunker. They said, go back to Africa. So I think that's who I am. I'm a black man from Africa. And that's not who I am. Who are you? Again, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. So I went to the creator and I said, creator, who the hell am I? Because I don't know. You made me thus. See, I read somewhere in the creator's manual, he says, the potter has the right to make the clay. The clay cannot say to the potter, make me thus. That's the last time I checked it. That's what the scripture says. The potter cannot tell the clay, There's some vessels of honor and there's some vessels of dishonor. So if you're a vessel of dishonor, what you gonna do about it? You gonna be, you better be the best vessel of dishonor that you can be. See, the clay cannot say to the potter, make me thus. Father, touch the minds of your people. See, all my life I thought I was a black man. Then y'all know we black folks shame. First we started off, I think we were colored. If I remember. I think we were colored. Then after we were colored, well, before we was colored, we was niggas. You know. Then after we were from niggas, then we went to being colored. And then from being colored, we went to being African Americans. And then we went from being African Americans to what are we now? I forgot. I think we were called, I don't know, what do they call us now? What do they call? I think black people? Yeah, I think we're black now. Yeah. So when somebody see me, they say, hey, that goes a black man. And I ask people, now you go, as I say, if I ask one of my Caucasian friends, hey, who am I? They say, well, you're a black man, brother. You're a damn good black man, brother. We like you. I'm not a black man. I'm not colored, I'm not African, and I damn sure ain't a nigga. So let me ask you the question, brother, because you're in the same predicament I'm in. You don't know who the hell you are, because you're not yoked. Now, you got labels, you got titles that some fool gave you like they gave me. You're a black man. I said, yes, I am. You're from Africa, therefore you're an African-American. Never seen Africa, don't know nobody from Africa, but okay, yeah. I'm an African-American. Really? And that dog don't hunt. So again, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. So everybody that's been telling me who I am, they're a thing like me. They are a human man or a human woman. So never ask another human man if you are a human man. You want to ask, never ask another thing if you are a thing. You need to ask the creator of the thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask a thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, ask the creator of the thing. So I went to the creator. I said, creator, who am I? I didn't hear shiznits. I said, creator, who am I? That's all I heard. So I got angry. I got righteous indignation. I said, God darn it. I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to Lucifer. He'll know who I am. So I started hanging out with some Luciferians. They say, oh, we know who you are. Really? So they told me who I was. I said, wow. So I can do that? Sure. Take a little blood. You know, get some chicken blood. We don't use human blood anymore. Unless we find, sounds fine, some sucker walking in the park late at night that don't know where the hell he at. And we'll tell you who you are. We're going to conjure Beelzebub. So they conjure up Beelzebub, and Beelzebub, they say, hey, you Beelzebub. That's why you're the Lord of restless motion. And then they told me, you don't sleep at night. I said, no, I don't, actually. They said, then you got restless leg syndrome. I said, damn, how y'all know that? And then they told me some other shit that's about me, so I believed them. I said, man, y'all dudes are off the hizzle for shizzle. I'm not going to be no Cretan no more. Because I was a Cretan. I was licensed and ordained. And I was a good Cretan. But they couldn't tell me who I was. The whole time I asked every pastor and everybody, nobody could tell me. The great Miles Monroe himself told me, brother, I can tell you you need a purpose, but I can't tell you what it is. He taught me everything I know. But he had to take it to the next level. He gave me the torch. And I took the torch. And I've been running with that torch ever since. So I need to tell you who you are, brother, because, see, somebody lied to you because they told you that you're a black man. They told you that you're Caucasian. They told you that you're Latino. They told you that you're Asian. They told you that you're Native American. They told you that you're an Eskimo. They told you that you're an Oriental. No, that's, again, your race. They told you that that you was a carpenter. They told you that you was a plumber. They told you, no, that's what you do. They told you that you was Mrs. Zimbabwe. No, that's who you married to. That's not who you are. So if you want to know the purpose of a thing, go ask the creator of the thing. So I asked the creator of the thing, and he said, the creator told me, Negro, the reason I ain't talking to you, because I said it was finished on the cross, and therefore I left the Ruach and the Numa. If you got a problem, go talk to the Ruach. So I said, Ruach, Numa, You're supposed to lead me and guide me in all truth. And they said, yeah, if you stop listening to them other fools, I could tell you something. So I said, okay, I go to get in a quiet state. Y'all call it meditation. And I set my dark behind down. I said, Ruach, who am I? And the Ruach said, boy, go to the scriptures. Because everything is in the scriptures. I already wrote it down. See, it's interesting to me because people that said they hear God's audible voice talk to them, I get real nervous. Because the Pleroma told me, he told me it is finished. The Pleroma is not even connected to this dimension. It's too low. It's too dark. He can't see. The big G can't do foolishness. He can't do cray-cray. You cannot even enter the presence of God. Unholiness, that's why in the Old Testament, the priest would go in there, they tie a rope around them with a cow's bell. And when their ass hit the ground, ding, 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 the bell rung, they know to drag him on out, another one died. You can't go into the presence of God. You drop like a freaking fan, you get evaporated. No man has seen God and lived. So people tell me, yeah, I saw Joseph Smith said he saw God. The leaders of every major religion said that they saw God and they wrote a book. Oh, boy, what's his name? From the Jehovah's Witness. He said he saw God. Oh, boy, from the Mormon Tabernacle. Said that he saw God or an angel, and they appeared to him. They told him what to write. They wrote it down. Antoine LaVey, he wrote the book. He said he saw something. I don't want to see God because no man can see God and live. I want to live. I got some things I need to do. So I know that I wasn't trying to see God or hear from him. All I wanted to know was from the appointment to write the direction, and he did. He said, son, I gave you a name. Now, you don't understand what it means. And I said, Father, I don't know, try me. I'm a pretty sharp too. He said, okay, boy, you pretty sharp? I gave you a name. Man, his name. Why did I change Saul's name in the Bible? Why did I change Abraham to Abraham? Why did I change Sarai, S-A-R-A-I, to Sarah? S-A-R-A-H, one letter, change the whole world. And I said, okay, I need to analyze names. So I diverged all of my time and my energy into understanding that inside of the name is all of the desires, all of the emotions. It is all of the attributes and characteristics of God is encompassed inside of your name. So man is name, and name is man. I said, oh, okay, Father, this is some good shizness, right, chimp. And I started delving further, and I came across something again about a birth date. It's the date. I said, well, Father, that can't mean nothing. He said, are you on drugs? You need to tell me, how come I didn't introduce you into the planet in 1940? Why were you born on the date that you was born, boy? And then I realized that my purpose was tied into my birth. There is a reason that you was born on the day and the place that if you think it's just happenstance that you was born. I was born in Tubuck Town, Texas. Now, out of all the, population force, I think when I was a kid, it was like population was 400 people. Everybody was freaking related. So good luck on trying to get a date where I'm from. Everybody knows everybody. That's when I walk home, man. My grandmother already knew when I got home. Boy, you was chunking rock at such and such chickens. I'm like, damn, is she psychic? No, the neighbor called and said, oh, yeah, that's Myrtle's little boy. That's a badass Willie. She called my grandmother and said, yeah, he's chunking rocks at my chickens again. Boy, get on in and get your own switch. So I would go out there and I get the littlest switch I could find. And she would already have my brother Glenn to go get a big one. Glenn, give me the other switch. I get tore up. And the next day, go do it again. See, you are born according to your date of birth. That establishes, again, your expression. Then I say, okay, Father, this is some good shit. This right. Chump, what else you got? I say, boy, why do you think you got the blood type you got? I don't know. This is blood. What is it? He said, boy, your blood speaking to me. I said, what? He said, yeah, your blood speak. Go read Genesis 4:10. Anybody spills another man's blood got to answer to me. You don't have the right to take life. I'm the life giver and the life taker. I end lives, not you. I said, okay, Father, I had no plans on ending lives, but, you know, hey, there's some good shitness right there. But still, he was like, boy, you still ain't got it yet. I said, hold up. So I got my name important, date of birth, time of birth, place. So yeah, boy, the place that you was born, there's a demon over that place. You got to deal with him all your life. It's called a messenger of Satan. Now, I'm going to tell you now, he ain't going nowhere. I said, hold up, God. So I'm going to live my whole life, and me and Satan going to be like roommates? Yeah, boy. So is there anywhere I can get him? Get rid of him? Read the scriptures. Paul asked me 3 times, what did I tell him? So I went and read it. And there he said, Father, remove this thorn from me. And he says, no, it's a messenger of Satan. Why? To keep you from being conceited. See, all of y'all, good people that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are, man, I wish I had the English, I wish I had the vernacular to be able to express, expose, and expand how awesome you are. You don't even know. If you really knew, if I could tell you, man, if I could tell you, if you knew what I know, you would be just like me. See, I'm sitting down and I'm hopping. I feel like I drunk 8 cups of coffee. Every time I do a show, this is how I feel. It's like the hair on the back when I do one-on-ones. I was talking to Brother Long, we was doing a one-on-one, and it's like we was having church. I wanted to turn over some chairs, man. I wanted to speak in tongues. I wanted somebody to slap some oil on my head. It's like, man, we was just having a good Holy Ghost field time. This is what I do every day. Man, y'all don't understand. I don't live on earth. I'm in eternity, man. I step out of time. I look at the clock, and I'm like, damn, where did the day go? All I do is talk to people, do shows, and write books. I'm being me. But see, I spent all my life, at least the first half of my life, being a chameleon. I played so many roles. I was a professional actor. And then I lost myself. I was like, okay, who am I in this role? I could remember, so I had to go back to the big G. And he says, boy, I put it in your name. Man is name. He say, break down your name. So that's what I started doing. I did myself. I did the first Dear Kidney Report. It was 20 pages. I did it back in 1970-something, when I was a little lost, broke, busted, and disgusted whippersnapper. Shouldn't have told y'all that. I'm telling my age. Yeah, I'm old. I'm old. I was talking to my good brother, Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel, man, I got shoes your age, brother. Brother Daniel is a young pup, but he's coming up in the game. I got mad respect for Brother Daniel. When I was in my 20s, you think I would have paid some fool $300 for a Dickney report? Brothers paid me. Then he's paying me. He joined the Clarinomics team. When I was in my 20s, you think if somebody would have told me, yo, man, give me $5,000 for me to mentor you. I was like, nigga, you crazy? I'm going to go buy me some shoes. I'm going to give that some down payment on my car. I'm going to take me some girls to the club. Going to give you $5,000 for what? So, Brother Daniel, I got mad respect for you, bro. Mad respect. Same thing with people like Brother Ron. Brother Ron been with me for 5 years. Brother started when he was in his early 20s. Most people don't understand what that means. You know what them brothers are going to be doing when they my age? We're going to see Brother Roman and Brother Daniel on TV. They're going to be saving souls. They're going to be transforming the world. Because if you can understand you, the Y is for yoked. The O is for optimism. The U is for unapologetic. See, right now, y'all tipping around. You got a vibe. You got a feeling that, oh, yeah, you know, I might be called to do a little something. I might be anointed, Brother Will, but you ain't yoked. So you still making excuses. You still tipping around. You still ain't got dunamis power. You got power. Don't get me wrong. You got power, but you don't know who you are. See, Jesus left somewhere when he was 13. He came back when he was 30. And when he left, he was the carpenter's son. He came back to say, hey, that a little fool is. Where you been? And he started talking. They're like, whoa, hold up. Hold up. Ain't you the carpenter's son? You can't talk to me like that. We remember you, boy. See, when I go back home, they tell me the same thing. They're like, hold up. You go, you know, you're on Facebook and you tell all the other fools that you master teacher 33. We remember your little country ass. Don't be walking around here talking about, you know, the difference between Christos and Christos. Don't be coming up here talking about you wrote those 50 books. No, you wrote 50 books. We know you're functionally literate. So we know you ain't riding no fence. I go home. That's why a prophet is not welcome in his hometown. That is scripture too, homie. So when I go home, guess what? I don't try to save nobody in my hometown. Them suckers ain't going to listen. So you can't be apologetic. When I go home, I talk the same way I talk now. Listen, this fool done bumped his head. This little Negro done ran a couple of books. He done hung around and see that they think I'm an Oreo back home. They say, yeah, this Negro, you know he married outside his wife. Yeah, his first wife was white. So he been hanging around in white folks. So he come down here and he think he all uppity now. Negroes don't know that I got yoked. The number one thing you got to have to be authentic, brothers and sisters, you got to be yoked. Yoked to what, Brother Will? What does yoked mean? Yoked means you take two things and you make it one. That's what yoked. Yoked means joining together. Now, if you don't do this, you can kiss the baby. You can't be authentic. You can't be you. You won't have dunamis power. When you speak, the devil going to laugh. When you walk to somebody and you speak into their life, they're going to say, like, well, I don't know. See, when I do one-on-ones, I speak into people's lives. Because of me? Hell no. Because I got dunamis power. Where did Jesus get his dunamis power from? He speaks as one having authority. Where did he get his authority from? He got his authority from the Father. He got his authority from being one with the Father. He got his authority from being yoked. He got his authority from having a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship with the Father. With the big G, not Constantine's Messiah that y'all got. This watered-down Jesus y'all got, yeah, it doesn't work. You don't believe me? Go to a seance, man. Go to one and look what names they use, the same freaking names you use. Don't believe me. Find a Satanist. If you don't know one, I know a bunch of them. Call them and tell them we want to go to a blood orgy. And then go and watch and listen and freaking learn. Get some experience. Then you can speak. Until then, yeah, you got no power. Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Do you honestly believe that the devil is not smarter than you? He was the most cunning. He refused to bow down. That's why he got kicked out. That's why your blood is the way that it is. Now, let me make sure you understand, because y'all know this dunamis power, my righteous indignation gets confused with being arrogant and cocky. Hey, that little Negro thinks, who the hell do you think he is talking like that? See, when you become one with the Father, and I remember Yahushua said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. What did he mean? He meant that he was yoked. See, I'm not talking about putting on a yoke, because he said that his burden, his yoke, is easy. The word yoke means to join. It means to couple. It means to link up. It means to unite, not with somebody else, with Big G, the Pleroma. The Asher, Ayah, Asher. Now, if you go in the Old Testament, you look at the real name of the Father, it's Asher, Ayah, Asher. That's what I am that I am means. Now, we've got all these other names. That's great. That's cool. That's awesome. But eventually, you want to get back to the original. Now, what does that mean, brother? It means the Pleroma. What does the word Pleroma mean? It comes from the word Pleru. The word Pleru, it means the all-encompassing Father. It means all of his attributes. It's the Father. It's the Mother that's been removed and the Son. But the word yoke has a different meaning, a deeper meaning for me. The word yoke actually means jugular. Come on, somebody. Let me break it down for you. The word yoke comes from the word jugular, J-U-G-U-L-A-R. The word jugular means related to the throat or the neck. It means the large veins in your neck. See, when you yoked, your jugular, your voice, your vocare, it means the collection of blood, collecting blood within the skull. Yoked means when you speak, your vocal cords now are activated. You got the vocare. There's something inside of your voice. So now my blood speaks. So if you cut my throat and spill my blood, God will hear it. The same way he heard Abel's blood when Cain cut his throat. And the blood, it says that his blood cried out and God heard it. Read Genesis 4:10. It'll blow your cookies. The word yoked actually means pertaining to the throat or the neck. It's about your voice, homie. It's about your voice. See, when you become yoked, you get dunamis power. All of a sudden, when you speak, you got authority. People listen to you. Now, they ain't going to like you. They're going to go behind your back. They're going to talk about you. Because why? You're going to speak the truth. You're not going to have a version of it. See, when you get yoked, and I got yoked through the word. I recommend going through the word. Even though it's watered down, even though King James took out jots and tittles, hey, the word cannot return void. I don't care who tries to mess with it. It cannot return void. That's what the word says. The word cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it was sent. Now, you got the name, but I got the word. Because in the book of Revelation, it says that his name is the word. In the book of Revelation 2, I forgot what verse, it says that his name is the entire word of God. So while you're squabbling over, is his name Jesus or is his name Yahushua? Who cares? His name is the entire word, all of it. So in order for you, you got to be yoked to that in order to activate your jugular. See, you can't go for the devil's jugular until you got your jugular. See, it means fast. The word jugular means fastened in a yoke. It's a Sanskrit word, means yugam. Y-U-G-A-M. It means bind. See, you can't bind the devil. You can't bind imps. You can't bind genies, sprites, and mojos until you get the vocare. Until you speak as one who has authority, you have no authority. Until something is in your blood, this is called blood fusion. I'm going to break this down in the next series. It's called, in the ancient text, they called it fire blood. That's why there's pyramids everywhere. The word pyramid means pyro, pyrotechnical. Pyro means fire. Mid means middle. So people trying to activate their kundalini, they're doing all this shizness. Man, get some vocare. That automatically activates your kundalini. It is in the vocare. It is in the voice. So what does that mean? That means it's in the word. Well, what does that mean? Well, let me tell you what it means. Now, if you have my book, That'll Be You, you already got all this stuff. All you got to do is turn to my favorite page that's on my favorite number, 33, for MT33. So on page 33 of the book, That'll Be You, which you got, because I gave it to you. This is who you are. Number one, I'm a child of God, John 1:12. So now remember, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. So I went to the creator, he said, boy, I wrote it down in my book. If you want to know about yourself, read the book. So I read it. Then it says that, hey, I'm a branch that is connected to the vine. I am a conduit of God. That's what you are too, but you don't know. You can't expose yourself if you don't know yourself. You can't express yourself if you don't know yourself. And you damn sure can't expand yourself if you don't know yourself. So you got to be yoked. Then number two, if once you become yoked, all of a sudden, your life is optimized. It's called optimistic, an optimized optimist. See, I'm an optimized optimist. Who you be, homie? Who you be? I walk through devils and demons every day because I'm an optimized optimist. I'm optimized, the old in the word you. First of all, you got to be yoked to God. How do we get to God? Through his word. Well, brother, will the word is watered down, brother, and we don't know. You can't really believe the word, brother. It's not the word. It's the ruling disposition behind the word. See, I'm not into letters. Letters kill. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth. So when you read the word, you say the prayer, Father, let your rhema spirit come through the fetters, because letters are fetters. The word fetter, it means a chain. See, they change jots and tittles so they can chain your ass to fake doctrine. It don't have no effect on me. I see through the fake doctrine. So I can read a fake book and still get truth out of it. You can too, once you know who you are. Well, brother Will, who am I? Well, John 15:15 says, I am no longer called a slave. See, y'all think y'all poke, broke down, busted creatures. Now, I used to be a cretin too. I used to go to church and they used to tell me I was a sinner. And I believed them. And they told me to repent. And I said, well, what sins am I repenting for? They said, brother, you repenting from all your sins, brother. I said, which one's past, present, or future? So I repented. Then next Sunday they told me, hey, you need to repent again. I said, which ones am I'm repenting for now? I repented for the past, the present, and future sins. Because Yahushua said he died for my past, my present, and my future sins. So why am I keep going back and back every Sunday? That's what I don't do. Now, I no disrespect to nobody. I don't do altar calls. Because number one, altar calls ain't nowhere in the Bible. James Finney, triple day to type it in. Charles Finney, I'm sorry, Charles. Type in Charles Finney and read about everything you do as a church. He taught you. Jesus didn't teach you that. Charles Finney. Now, there's no disrespect to Charles Finney, no disrespect to Paul, no disrespect to John, but they didn't die for me. Their blood doesn't cover my sins. So you need to understand, brothers and sisters. Now, again, we're talking Cretanism. Now, if you're talking some other isms, we've got some other schisms we've got to jump through. So my optimism doesn't come from man. My optimism doesn't come from letters. My optimism comes from the Ruach and the Pneuma. That's attached to my intuition. So I automatically know. People tell me, well, Brother Will, Joe Inca, brother, I've been on this planet damn near 60 years. Never, not once, has my intuition been wrong. Never, because it can't. Yours can't either. You're just going to make up some shizness to make it think. If you feel something in your gut, I don't give a damn you ain't got no, you know, I don't need proof no more. I got a gut feeling. Now, you can give me $100. You can tell me you love me. You can buy me cake and ice cream. You can buy me a new car. You can treat me like gold. But if I got a gut feeling that says me, that dude don't like me. I don't give a damn what you say or what you do. I will never trust you, and I'll never turn my back on you. Because why? I know that that's really not, it's not a, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm a demon hunter. I kill demons for a living. This is what I get paid to do, is to expose the devil, because I used to be the devil. So I already know what he looks like. I know what he talks like. I know what he walks like, because I used to be an IMP that used EMP to be a PIMP. As a retired PIMP, now I understand his EIMP, so now I can expose his IMP. And he knows that. He don't like you to listen to me. Oh, yeah, he's trying to get you to disconnect now. Because he knows that I am going to make you yoked, optimistic, and unapologetic. All of a sudden, you're going to talk, and people are going to say, well, brother, I think you need to. Hell no, I ain't apologizing for shizness. I'm bringing you the truth, brother. The truth is what it is. Just because you got some watered-down doctrine that was written by freaking Constantine and his homies, hey, you keep that, brother. I got something from the Pleroma. I can biologically prove what I got. Because it's activated inside of my brain. And so now my pituitary gland and my pineal gland releases something that looks like milk and honey. And it flows down my body, and it's called colostrum. And when it flows down my body, it activates my crown chakra, and it connects me with the big G. And I get something that most people don't get, insight. The Bible calls it inspiration. So I got something called in spirit. See, I don't have to go and receive the spirit because I am the spirit. I already got the spirit. The spirit lives in me. I got the spirit because I got enthusiasm. Because the word enthusiasm means in, theo, us, God in us. Now, he may not be in you because you ain't got no enthusiasm. But if you ain't around with me, you can't be broke, busted, and disgusted because you're not going to have fun. Because if I don't give a damn if I got no money, I'm still happy. The only thing that makes me pissed off is people that don't got enthusiasm, people that don't got no charisma, and people that don't got no inspiration. That pisses me off. Why? I'm talking to an OP. I used to be an OP, so that's why I can identify them. I used to be an organic portal. I used to be a soulless entity. I used to be a walk-in. Because I had no soul. I had no mind, no will, no emotion, no imagination, and no intellect. So I was a fit extension for demons. And they hung out with me, and I hung out with them. We used to get along. We don't get along anymore. Because why? I'm yoked. What are you yoked to, Brother Will? I'm yoked to Romans 3:24. Romans 3:24 says this. But they that are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, again, I ain't the brightest too, but the word justified means just as if. So I live my life just as if. Now, I understand. I understand that's contrary to your theology. However, the big G, that's connected to my intuition, he says, boy, act as if. Read Hebrews. So I read Hebrews. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I need faith. So I said, what is faith? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I need evidence that you cannot see. How do I get that? That's called, I need to be a mental architect. Is there any spiritual mental architects? That means if you cannot build spiritual wealth, you will never have. That means you must be the spiritual. You must have the spiritual equivalent of what you want to manifest physically. That's how you're yoked. That's what the scripture. So in other words, I'm just as if. So I carry myself mentally just as if I have what I want physically, because there's something in the brain that says that the brain only lets in what's already there. So I got to mentally and spiritually believe, because if I believe I deserve it, then the universe must serve it. If I believe I deserve it, so as long as I carry myself as if I am wealthy, as long as I carry myself as if I am healthy, as long as I carry myself as if I got wisdom, as long as I carry myself as if I'm in a great relationship, if I believe I deserve it, the universe must serve it. So the universe is going to draw wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships into my life, whether I have it or not. So I'm justified. It's just as if. Everybody listen to me. You need to start acting just as if, because according to the standard operating procedure that was written by the Pleroma, that's how you're supposed to be, because he justified me. So I don't ask for forgiveness of sins anymore because I don't have any. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. But when I do bad shiznits, I read another scripture in the book of Romans. It says that with my flesh, I serve the devil. But with my mind, I serve God. So I wrote a book called I Am Too Human. So when you try to look at my behavior and say, Brother Will, you are a bad man. In my mind, I know what my intention was. And I know what my intention is. And I know I follow my intuition. And sometimes my intention and my behavior don't line up. But guess what? God looks on the inward. Man looks on the outward. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. See, I talk to the author and the finisher of my faith. I don't talk to demiurges. I don't talk to Reverend Dr. Bishops. Now, damn sure don't talk to no damn demagogues. That's what's on this planet. So I go off the planet, off the grid. That's called plasma physics. That's called quantum physics. Now, that's difficult for most people to understand, but it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word in the Greek means metamorpho. It means metamorphosis. So how does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? That's what it means. Where do you get all this shizness from, brother? Guess where I got it from? You got it. I got it from the standard, a.k.a. the Helios Biblios, a.k.a. the Bible. See, I read in that where it says that my old self was crucified with Christ, that I am no longer a slave to sin. So therefore, sin ain't got no power over me. So I don't give a damn. Now, I want my body to do good things, but if my body nut up, I slap it around, get it back in shape. But guess what? I don't have no shame. I don't have no guilt. Therefore, I am not obligated. See, all y'all obligated. You're obligated because you know in your heart you did something you shouldn't have done. So you're obligated to that something that you did, so the devil got you. See, those seven deadly sins, yeah, they got seven deadly demons too. Do you know the names of those demons that operates or manifest as those seven deadly sins? Now, I'm not going to say their names, because when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. Now, I got power over them, but some of y'all don't. So if you can do something that makes you feel condemnation, man, devil shows up, he owns your ass. You and Boaz. He owns you. Why? You guilty. You feel ashamed. So therefore, you obligated. That dog don't hunt over chimp. I don't do that no more. Now, I used to. He used to whoop me like a Hebrew slave. But then I read in the scriptures,
The scripture says in Romans 6:6, we know that our old man was crucified with him so that the body of sin would no longer dominate us, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Romans 6:6. Then I read in Romans 8:1, it says, there is therefore found no condemnation. You can't damn me, brother. So if I don't come to your church, I don't give a damn what you say to me. It don't work. If I don't say the stuff that you read it, not you personally, brother, sister. I'm talking about hypothetically. Because again, I'm addressing demons right now. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I wrestle against principalities, against powers, against demons, against wickedness in high places. So when I speak, I'm speaking to them. So if you take it personally, it's because you got in the way. You got to step back a little bit because I'm not aiming at you. But you might get hit. If you're in a crossfire, I'm aiming at that root of disposition that's behind you. Get out the way, brother. Get out the way, sister, because you might get hit. Because guess what? The devil's throwing fiery darts, so guess what I'm throwing back? I got the sword. I got the word of God because it cuts on the way in and it cuts on the way out. See, I got a weapon, brother, that nobody else got. Because the word of God is alive, it's powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents. So you step on up, chump, step on up, chair. I'm going to discern your thoughts and your intents. So I know you from afar off. See, every time Jesus showed up, the demon said, hold up, why you come to torment us before our time? See, demons recognize me from afar off because, why? It ain't me. I'm just a poor little black man from Forest, Texas. But like in the movie The Lion King, when all them hyenas had Simba climbed up in that corner, they thought he was alone. Y'all remember Scar in the movie? Yeah, The Lion King? Him and his little hyenas, they was getting ready to rip Simba a new aspiritus. But they forgot Mufasa. So when Simba roared around, they all laughed at him. That's you. Why? You ain't got nothing in your voice. You ain't got no experience. But later on in that same movie, Mufasa died. And Rafiki took Simba down to the water. And he told him, look, boy, look into that water. And Simba looked at the water. And when he looked in the water, he didn't see Simba. At first, he didn't see him. He saw himself. See, y'all, many of y'all already looked in the water. Go and look in the water again. See, you looked the first time and you saw yourself. Go and look. When you look in the water, you're going to see your father. Your father is in you. He's operating as you. He's manifesting himself through you. Know who you are, brother. Know who you are, sister. Stop carrying yourself like you some weak jellyback preacher. That ain't you. That dog don't hunt. You are yoked. You are one with the Father. When I see you, I see the Father. When you see Simba, you see Mufasa. They are one. Therefore, you should be optimistic because you are optimizing your life. Sure, you're not perfect, but be unapologetically you. Stop apologizing. Stop making excuses. Stop being a Mr. Nice Guy and a Mr. Nice Girl. Stop kissing butt. Stop following around, joining, subduing somebody else's program, hanging out with somebody else, thinking other people is better than you, walking around and hanging on other people, want to join somebody else's. Man, start your own shiznits. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You ain't no freaking copycat. You're an original. Be original or you're going to die a copy. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I ain't nobody's Beyonce no more. Them days is over with. Because therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in. And you are in Christ Jesus. Let me make sure, not as a plethora, I got scriptures after scriptures after scriptures. We could be here all day. All I'm simply saying, go to my book, Dare to Be You. Go to page 33 and read it. There is 10 pages of scriptures. They all tell you who you are in Christ. There's over 200 of them. If you go to any Bible resource and type in the word in Christ, just go to Google and type in Christ. Why does the Bible tell you over 200 times to be in Christ? Because there ain't no power in your flesh. I am a new creature. I don't know about you. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come. Y'all keep beating yourself if you want to. Keep making mistakes. I don't give a damn if you rob a bank today. Forgive yourself. If you got the money, take it back, give it back. If not, hey, keep the money. You and your behavior are the result of a causality. Your morality is attached to the causality. Don't deal with the morality. Deal with the causality. Don't deal with the behavior. Deal with the thing that causes the behavior. I deal with causality. That's spiritual. That's spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him. That word worship means work for. Now, I work for the pleroma. I don't work for the demiurge, and I don't work for the demigods. Everything on this earth is a demiurge. It is a demonic urge. Now, if you haven't read my book on the demiurge, I don't know where you've been. I don't know who you've been hanging out with, but you might want to get that and listen to it. Actually, is that an audio book? Yeah, that's an audio book, the demiurge. Because, see, you don't know who the demiurge is, but they know who you are. Oh, yeah, they know you by name, brother. They know you by name, sister, because you're listening to me. So the demiurge, the demonic urge, they want to make sure that you are serving, again, the viceroy and his and the demigod, the demonic god. Now, I can't think of one name that people say that's not a demiurge or a demigod. Now, I know that's contrary to theology. I understand. Trust me, I understand. I've been there. I was licensed, ordained, did it too. But I knew in my gut, like you know in your gut and in your spirit. You know in your gut and in your spirit. God is not interested in removing sin. That's why he left sin in Paul's life. Paul said three times, God, take this. He says it in the book. It is a messenger. That means it's a message from Satan. God says, no, leave it in him. He says, let the wheat and the tares grow up together. So your duty is not to try to remove sin out of your life. Stop it. You're just promoting sin. I don't give a damn what you do wrong. Keep doing it. If you like in the Old Testament, they wanted meat. God said, okay, give them fools meat. Gave them so much meat. I remember they walked around the desert. All them birds came. They started eating all them birds. They got tired. They said, okay, God, we don't want no more meat. So you're going to keep sinning until you get tired. And then you're going to get tired of it. You're going to be like, okay, I'm done, God. I don't know. No more drinking for me. Hell no. I'm tired of being drunk. I'm tired of waking up late. I'm tired of the head hangover. Tired of spending all my money. Tired of being broke. Tired of smelling like alcohol. I'm tired, God. I'm tired of sinning. Yeah, when you get there, okay, you got to worry about sin. Sin is a non-issue. But what is the issue? What causes sin? Yeah, nobody want to talk about that. What causes sin? You're not yoked to the Father. See, if you got a relationship with God, sin is a non-issue. It just goes away by itself. Because why? You got to be authentic. See, you got to be you. You got to be yoked. Once you become yoked, all of a sudden, oh, man, you walk past the mirror, you look at yourself, you're like, oh, man, I'm looking pretty good today. You get optimistic. Why? You got the biggest gun. Now, there's something about confidence. There's something about knowing you can't lose. I don't know what it is. It's crazy. All of a sudden, once I figured out I didn't have no problems, once I figured out there's nothing that the devil can put on me that my God can't take off me. Once I figured that out, oh, hell broke loose. I said, where that devil at? See, there is nothing the devil can put on our now. He can put shit on you. He can't put it on me. There is nothing. Nothing. No thing, brother. No thing. There is nothing that the devil can put on me that my God can't take off of me. That made me very optimistic. I don't know about you. See, I read it in the book that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I read it. Then I read in the book that says when I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I don't fear no evil. I read it in the book. I read in the book that it says God has not given me a spirit of fear. I said, hold up. If God did not give me a spirit of fear, where it come from? Okay, that's God and the anti-God. Okay, so it must have came from that. Okay, yeah, I don't hang out with him no more. So therefore, if God did not give me a spirit of fear, what did he give me? He gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So therefore, people say, "Oh, Brother Will, I'm feeling depressed." What? Hold up. How you be depressed and serve God? Those two dogs don't hunt together. If you're depressed, I know you're under demonic oppression. So yeah, you're gonna be depressed if you're hanging out with the devil. Be yoked. Be one with the Father. You cannot. Now see, I suffered from severe bipolar disorder. I suffered from arrested development disorder. I suffered from, again, freaking hyper deficit. I suffered from, again, functional illiteracy and all of that stuff. All that stuff went away when I got yoked to the Father. Don't believe me? Get yoked. Become one with the Word of God. Now, I don't need no Bible. I got all the scriptures memorized. If you don't do nothing in your life, don't do what I did, do what Jesus did. Now, the way I did what Jesus did, I wrote it out on 3x5 card. I read it onto a tape. So I went through the Bible and all the scriptures that was important to me, I recorded it. And then I played it in my brain at night while I slept. And I carried them 3x5 cards. I still got them around in a box somewhere. Them 3x5 cards, I got scriptures on there. The cards is yellow, it's frayed, it's old, because those cards are 25, 30 years old. I wrote down the scriptures and I memorized them. Now, people memorizing songs, people memorizing the freaking Dallas Cowboys, people memorizing porn channels, you memorize all kind of shizness. Why don't you memorize the word? Yeah. Cosmo Grotto ain't going to let you do that. Because once you memorize it, you become one with it. You become yoked. Then you become optimistic. And then all of a sudden, when you speak as one that is unapologetic. Now, you don't disrespect people, but when you speak the truth, if I tell you that greater is he than he that's in the world, and you tell me, "I don't agree with that, brother," I don't give a. And then I go off. Why? I'm unapologetic because I gave you the truth, but you're not receiving it. Oh, negative blood. Head hard as a brick, can't change. And if you're old positive, you're unteachable. You can listen to the teachers for 20 years, still absorb nothing. Unless you repent. Now, I'm a positive. I walk around here thinking my dookie don't stink, and it does. So I'm no better than the hoes. I got problems. I can lie to you and tell you that I don't got no problems. But right now, as I'm speaking to you, Brother Willie's not squeaky clean either. But guess what? I don't give a beep, 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 beep. Because I understand that's my behavior. Now, I don't want to continue. I want to make sure that I clean it up. But I'm not gonna let the devil condemn me. Because again, that's gonna make me feel guilty. That's gonna make me feel ashamed. Then I'm gonna feel obligated to you and to the reverend and to the doctor and to the bishop. And then once I'm obligated, then I am I can't say that word. That's not a good word. But you're gonna be somebody's branch, if you know what I mean. So brothers and sisters, I love you, I appreciate you, man. It is my prayer. In fact, I don't even have to pray about this no more. I'm just waiting for it to happen. We've declared and decreed. I declare it and I decree it in the name that is above every name. I declare it and I decree it that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That you walk in your calling, that you walk in your anointing, and you stop being punked by imps, putting mind chatter in your head and make you think that you need to go get this or you need to go get that before you can do. Brother, God called you. God ordained you. God predestined you. When you came out your mother's womb, you was ready. You just had to grow up. You don't need no freaking degree. You don't need the backing. You don't need no funding. All you need is to be you. Be you. Be yoked. Be optimistic and be unapologetic. If you do that, I'm going to see you at the top. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Asher, Ayah, Asher. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one. His name is the Ruach and the Numa. May the Ruach and the set of part one continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I'm in eternity now. Y'all can step in anytime you want. All you got to do is get into your purpose. You can step outside of time, outside of mass, outside of matter, anytime you want. And I will see you there in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.